that you have relating to Hilchos Shabbos has to be dealt with in the context of warming drawers. I just got a call this past Erev Shabbos from a Rav in the Five Towns saying, what do you know about warming drawers? I'm like, oh, this is fantastic that you're asking this right now. He said, it seems to me that the whole thing should be usher because it's really just a fancy built-in slow cooker. Meaning, what's the difference between a crock pot and a warming drawer? It's a slow cooker. You shouldn't be allowed to put something into it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put something in a slow cooker on Shabbos. I said, whoa, wait a second. Is a warming drawer a slow cooker? He said, how else do you explain it? Why would a guy buy a warming drawer? What would they ever need it for? They could just put their oven on 150 or 200 and warm up their food. Why would they ever buy a warming drawer? So I said, that's a great question. I wonder what Goyim do with warming drawers. So I Googled it, and the manufacturers advertise warming drawers as a luxury item. It is something that is not considered to be a need in people's kitchens. It's never used for cooking. It is only meant for warming. They warn you not to cook in it and not to even use it as a slow cooker. Yet, it does have multiple levels of heat, usually. Usually, there are ways to adjust the temperature. And what it does, the value that it has, is it doesn't use up your oven space when you need to warm up food, and you're at no risk of accidentally burning food. Sometimes you want to warm up Shabbos leftovers or something, and you put the food in the oven, and oyvey, I forgot about it. You went out, you came back, and now it's all burnt and it's all ruined. That will never happen in a warming drawer, unless you leave it in for like a week. That's not going to happen in a warming drawer. So it's a luxury item. It might be different than industrial warmers that caterers use, and this entire discussion that we're going to have tonight works with the assumption that there's nothing automatic that happens when you open it. The Star K warns on their website that some warming drawers have a safety feature that the second you dislodge it, the second you open it, the heat goes off, so that people shouldn't burn themselves or hurt themselves. We're assuming that is not happening. If that happens in your warming drawer, then you may not use it on Shabbos. So what we need to discuss when it comes to warming drawer are pretty much every Issur D'Rabbanan related to Bishul B'Shabbos. We need to talk about Shihiyah. We need to talk about Achzara. We need to talk about the offshoot of Achzara called Nesina L'Chadchila, and we need to talk about Hatmana. We need to define all of those terms, and we got to do that in under 15 minutes. So let's get going. When it comes to Shihiyah, the Mishnah Masechah Shabbos and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis tells us that one is not allowed to leave raw food cooking on a flame going into Shabbos, meaning you cannot put food on a flame before Shabbos starts, even though you're not doing anything on Shabbos. It's just continuing to cook on its own on Shabbos. That is an Isser Midrabanan, because you're not actually doing a Maisa Bishul on Shabbos. That's why it's not Aser Mida Oraisa. Both Rashi and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph say that the reason for this Isser is Shami Yichata B'Gechalim, that we're afraid that a person is going to stoke the coals, they're going to change the temperature setting of the fire, because they're going to see that it's not cooking as quickly as they would like it to cook, so they're going to try to adjust the flame, and out of a concern that one might come to do that, you're not allowed to leave something cooking from before Shabbos. The Gemara has a machlokas between Chananya and the Rabbanan, where Chananya holds that once the food gets to a point called Machal Ben Drusai, either one half cooked or one third cooked, and how do you measure half and third about a qualitative change? It's not a quantitative change that leaves Rabbi Steinmetz to discuss, but whatever it is, the Chananya holds if it gets to Machal Ben Drusai before Shabbos, then you've solved the problem. You're allowed to leave it cooking. But the Rabbanan say, no, it has to get to the point that it's mitzamek veralo, that any further cooking is going to be a reverse. It's going to be bad for the food to leave it cooking. It's going to dry the food out more than you would like it to be dried out. Only then can you leave it cooking from before Shabbos. So how do we paskin? The Rif and the Rambam paskin like the Rabbanan, that that's the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch and Reishon Gimel Seif Aleph, that only when it's to the point of mitzamek veralo can you leave something cooking. Rashi, Tosos, the Rush, Rabbeinu Chananel, they all paskin like Chananya, that's a Yesh Omrim quote in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rama says, V'nagu l'hakel kesvara achrona. The Rama says that our minhag is to be more lenient, like the second opinion, that as long as it gets to Machal Ben Drusai, you may leave it cooking into Shabbos. We are nohek to try to be machmir like the Rabbanan. Does any of this apply to a warming drawer? So usually not. Usually the issue with the warming drawer is you're not leaving uncooked food or only partially cooked food in the warming drawer from before Shabbos. You wouldn't do that. that. The instructions say you're not supposed to. The warming drawer is meant to take food that is already fully cooked and just to keep it warm. And therefore, shihiyah is not a major issue. If it were an issue, there is a solution to shihiyah that is mentioned by the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah tells us that all you need to do is garuf vikatum. You need to just sweep out the coals or cover up the coals with something. That's what we call a blech, and that would solve the problem of shihiyah anyway. The second and more serious problem, the most serious of the problems, is a problem called chazara, that one is not allowed to take even fully cooked food on Shabbos and put it back on a stove, in an oven. You're not allowed to put it back on the fire. This is a Shabbos daf lamed vavim beis, daf lamed chesem beis, Shulchan Aruch paskens this in Simen Reish Nun Gimel Si'if beis. Now why? Why can't you take fully cooked food? You're not cooking it. It's already cooked. Why can't you put it back on the fire? Rashi on the Mishnah and the Ran say, Mechzik Mevashel. It looks like an act of cooking. You're taking food, you're putting it in the oven. That's the same exact thing you do when you're cooking. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Zayin quotes this concern, that it's Mechzik Mevashel. Rav Belsky Zichron Levracha thought that we need to be choshesh for this concern, because the Mishnah Berurah seems to take it seriously. However, the majority of Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYashar, and is quoted by the Shaar HaTzion and Sefer Reish Lakish and Gimel Sifkat Lamed Zayin, says, no, the concern is not Mechzik Mevashel. The concern is the same concern we have with the Shehiyah, Shami Yichad Begachalim, that you might come to adjust the fire. And that's mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and by the Magen Avram, and Rav Shechter Shlita thought that that is the Iker reason. The real reason why there's an Isra of Achzara is because Shami Yichata B'Gachalim. And we're even more Machmir by Chazara than we are by Shehiyah, in that it's Asr even when it's already fully cooked to the point of Mitztamek V'Ralo. Whereas by Shehiyah, it's the same basic concern that you might come to stoke the coals, but since it's only Shehiyah, so you're not doing anything on Shabbos anyway, once it gets to the point of fully cooked and it's only going to get drier, we say, ah, it's okay, you're allowed to do it. When it comes to Chazara, we're on Shabbos, you want to put food back on the fire, so then we're going to be even more machmir and say that even if it's mitstamek v'ralo, it's at a point where it's only going to shrivel and dry out, you're still not allowed to do it because of the concern of Shema Yichata. However, there are certain conditions under which a pot may be put back on a source of heat. The Rama writes, first of all, it has to be in the special called tzarcha. It must be fully cooked. That's obvious. It would be a violation of bishul if it was not in the special called tzarcha. Second of all, says the Rama, it needs to be daita lahachzira. When you take it off, you have to have in mind that you want to put it back. Third, says the Rama, it has to be oda biyado. It still has to be in your hand the entire time. You're not allowed to let go of it. Menu Bir Alach points out that Menu Rishonim hold one or the other is good enough. Oda biyado or daita lahachzir is good enough. But certainly placing it on the ground would be a real problem. And then a fourth requirement is that it be garuf v'katan, that the heat source be covered in some way or another. Then the Rama adds that once it's no longer hot, that's a fifth qualification. It still has to actually be hot. Once the food has cooled down, then you're not allowed to put it back on the fire. And there's an additional distinction between putting something in an oven and putting something on an oven. That's all Hachzara. Hachzara means that you took it off the fire on Shabbos, now you're putting it back on Shabbos. So that is not typically the way people use their warming drawers on Shabbos, but l'chora, all of those halachos should be fairly easy to keep if that is how you're using your warming drawer. Meaning, if you had it in, you had food in your warming drawer when Shabbos started, you want to take some food out, and you want to put the food back in, just do all of these things. Make sure the warming drawer is lined with some foil. Make sure that the knobs are covered. Make sure that that you have in mind to put it back, that it's all the biyado. All of these things, and then you know that you're pretty safe as far as using the warming drawer. But then we get into the real issue. I don't want to take food off of the warming drawer and put it back in. I want to take food out of the refrigerator on Shabbos morning and put it in the warming drawer. So that is a form of achzara that's called nesina lechatchila. And there seem to be different rules for heating cold foods from the fridge, where you obviously don't have oda biyado, you don't have daita lahachzir, it wasn't still in your hand, you didn't have in mind the whole time to put it back, and yet there seems to be some way that you're allowed to do it. Now, there is no gemara that allows taking something from the the fridge and putting on a flame, even if the flame is garufukatum, even if the flame is covered. Yet, Rav Moshe Feinstein has an important tshuva in Orach Chaim, Chelek Dalet, Simen, Ayin Dalet, Os Lamed Hei, a tshuva written to Rabbi Eider, Zichrono Levracha, where he was asked about warming food on a hot plate on Shabbos. And Rav Moshe says that Al Plata Chashmalit, on an electric hot plate, im e efshar lispashel sham, if it is not possible to cook there, then it's mutter lamid kedera chamemein sham elamida achas. As long as there's only one temperature setting, it's no problem. You can put food on the hot plate and you can warm food on the hot plate. Problem is, what exactly did Rav Moshe mean when he said e efshar, that it's impossible to cook on it? Rav Belsky, Zichrono Levracha, thought that he meant that it doesn't get hotter than 180 degrees, meaning it's not something that can practically be used for cooking, and only such a plata can be used for cooking. A hot plate that gets above 180 degrees, even though most people use it for warming, Rav Belsky thought may not be used for nesima l'chadchila. Rav Willig Shlita disagrees and holds that in America, nobody cooks on a hot plate, and therefore it's not mechsi k'mevashel, even if it's much, much hotter, because a hot plate is meant for warming. So what is that? Where does that leave us as far as a warming drawer is concerned? So if the warming drawer does not get to Yad Soledas, l'chora there is nothing to talk about. It is totally mutter if it does not even reach the point of Yad Soledas. Any heat source that is below Yad Soledas, we view as if it's not even a heat source. You're not putting something on a fire if it never even gets to Yad Soledas. Rav Shechter Shlita thought, though, when it comes to a warming drawer, if it has only one temperature, on-off switch, not multiple temperatures, then it's mutter to put food in, because the primary reason for the Yisr Chazara, remember we said before from Rav Shechter, is Shema Yechata, that you might come to adjust the temperature. And that doesn't apply when there's no possibility of adjusting the temperature. If the only temperature is above Yad Soledas, then it's a little bit tricky. Rav Belsky, Zichrono Levracha, thought that even if there's no way to change the temperature, because you're concerned of Mechsika Mevashel, it would still be a problem, but that would only be a problem if it's above 180 degrees. But if it's below 180 degrees, it's not Mechsika Mevashel, it's not even practical to use for cooking, and it also shouldn't have any knobs on it to satisfy the concern of Shema Yechata. So practically speaking, neither Rabbi Belsky nor Rabbi Shechter are perfectly comfortable with our warming drawers. The one who is, the great posek who is Rav Mordechai Willig. Rav Willig Shlita wrote a long tshuva about using warming drawers, and he holds that you can make a blech on it, and then it's fine. Meaning you don't have a concern of mechsika mevashel, because nobody cooks in a warming drawer. You don't have a problem of shema yechata, because you can solve the problem of maybe coming to adjust the flame by bleching it, by putting a foil all around the inside of the drawer and covering wherever you would normally adjust the temperature. So Morena Rav Willig thought that as long as it's evident from looking, even from the outside of the drawer, you can see that there is a blech on it. And how do you make sure that you can see it from the outside of the drawer? You align the whole thing with foil and have some foil sticking out of the drawer so that when it's closed, you can still see the foil. Looks a little messy, but it's worth it. If you follow the psak of Rav Willig, you'll then be allowed to use the warming drawer again, provided that you also cover the control knobs. The one issue we did not get to, and I don't want to go past my time, is the issue of hatmana. I'm not sure if you learned about hatmana yet or not. I'm sure at some point in your lives you learned something about hatmana. There is a strong room to argue that using a warming drawer is not a violation of hatmana. Long story short, simply because one of the conditions of hatmana is that the heat source that surrounds the pot, that insulates the pot, has to be touching directly on all sides of the pot. Typically, a pan is not made to fit snugly into the warming drawer, meaning there is airspace in between the sides of the warming drawer and the pan itself that you're putting inside of the warming drawer. So again, long story short, if one wants to use their warming drawer to keep food in from before Shabbos, Mevushal Kol Tzarcho, certainly if you put foil down in it, it's for sure mutter. If a person wants to take food out of the warming drawer on Shabbos, put it back in, just have in mind to put it back in, oh, the biyado, that's for sure going to be mutter. The controversy about a warming drawer is when it comes to nesina lechachila, taking food out of a refrigerator and putting it in the warming drawer. And that there are many different shitos among the contemporary gedolei aposkim about, and each one could ask their own shayla about what the best approach is going to be. But again, I'm sure you're in the middle of learning and will continue to learn many of the details that that shed light on this important question. I thank you again for coming to learn with me this evening, and I hope you enjoy and benefit greatly from the rest of the shiur by Rav Jonah Shlita.
Rabbi Leibowitz, thank you very much.